Good morning, friends. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now on the telephone is our good friend Jorma Kaukonen. Jorma, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How the heck are you?
Everything's pretty good, and I'm sure awesome. Things are doing well by you.
They are. So far, so good.
All right. Well, how often do you pick up the guitar to play every day?
Well, I pick it up every day to play, but because that's just what I do. I mean, it's in the house, and I love to play, and I do that. I will say that I rarely pick up an electric guitar except when I've got an electric project or I'm playing with the guys, but the acoustic guitar is never far from my hands.
So you don't have like a 335 hanging out on the stand that's plugged into an amp?
I do not. I do have a 335 in my guitar room here, and I actually had it out the other day because we've got this electric tour coming up, and I want to be sure it's ready to go. And so I loved it a little bit and put a set of strings on it and put it back to sleep for a while.
Wow. Now, how often do you change strings on your guitars?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I have OCD on some levels, I used to, for my acoustic guitars, when I'm doing acoustic gigs, I used to change them every night for every gig.
Yeah.
And was that necessary? The answer is, I'm really not sure. However, I've been using these, you know, I'm a Martin string endorser, and so they've turned me on a lot of strings. And for the last number of years, I've been using this quick unpaid commercial here. these Martin, I think they're called Lifetime Authentics or something like that. It's not a coated string, but it's got some trick molecular. Who knows? But the thing is, it's a phosphor bronze string. They sound great. And I've actually had a set on my guitar here at home. Again, I play every day for about 2 weeks, and they still sound great. I would, on the road, because I'm a nut, I would probably change them every 2 days. I'm sure that's not necessary, but that's just what I do.
Well, that's a good question, or a good answer, because it's something that I get asked all the time, and it's like, why do you change your strings before every gig? Isn't that costly?
and the answer is yes, it is costly, and that's another part of the story too. You know, one of my blurbs, I'm a Martin string endorser, so one of the things I tell people in the ad, you know, about that, I say I like these strings so much I'd use them even if I had to pay for them.
Well, there you have it. Now, Jorma, it's coming to a sad time for me in your career. You may be ecstatic about it, but you're gone fishing. The Hot Tuna Electric is taking a little nap.
Yeah, it is. So you know, I mean, listen, you know, this, lots of memories pop up and this and that. And I think that, you know, at some time, you know, you and I are talking before we went on air, we're talking about kids and growing and this and that. And at some point, you just kind of age out of stuff. It's not that I don't like the electric, because anytime I get to play, I love playing with my buddies. You know, I'm playing with my pal Justin, who's one of your neighbors up there, and all this kind of stuff. And so I love that. But we don't do that. We don't do that many electric gigs. And so, from a creative point of view, you know, it's just not at the it's not bubbling at the surface of my creativity. Mm. That being said, with this big tour coming up this fall, all of a sudden I'm getting fired up about electric stuff again. So you know, we're going to be throwing some new old stuff into the set, et cetera. So I think the thing is, it's just that I spend so much time with the acoustic guitar. It's just my go-to instrument.
Yeah.
Also, you know, people that tour with bands can certainly relate to this. It's expensive to take a band out. Where, you know, we don't schlep our own equipment, so we need a staff and all this kind of stuff. Again, I'm not crying the blues, don't get me wrong. We get paid well and all this kind of stuff. It's just kind of time to move on. That being said, it's going fishing, not gone fishing. so you never know.
That's how we like it. Yeah, you just never know. But to put a final tour on the posters, you know, that's something you've thought about and considered. So you never know what'll happen, but, you know, this is your chance.
No, you do never know.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, we're talking about the Kingston area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
which, as you know, is near and dear to my heart because I lived up there in the 80s. And, and I remember hanging out at Uncle Willie's joint, which was across the, more or less across the street from the UPAC, and thinking, boy, I really wish I could play UPAC someday, you know. So so for me, it's cool on a lot of levels. It really is.
Well, I remember when you lived in town, I'd run into you at the world-famous Cumberland Farms in Woodstock, and you'd be like gassing up a car, like, hey, Orma, hey, how's it going? Working on my car, need gas. Okay, see you later.
Exactly. You know, thinking about that, you know, back in those days, you know, of course, we were all, well, you can do the math on this. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
So back in those days, I wasn't driving a late model car. So yeah, there was a lot of working on the car back then. I was a shade tree mechanic.
Well, we love that. Do you still work on cars, Yorma?
I do not.
Now they're all computers too. So
yeah, they are. And you know, since I'm driving a late model car now that's still under warranty, I mean, I've got a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and it's got seven separate computers in it. So when I bought the car, they asked me if I wanted the computer insurance, which wasn't cheap, but any one of those costs a bunch of money, and I said, absolutely. And so one of my buddies is kind of a Luddite on some level. He said, well, Yorma, you know, if anything goes wrong with this car, you're going to have to take it to the shop. And I go, at my age, if anything goes wrong with this car, it's going to the shop. we can't work on these. We can't work on these cars. I can still change the tire. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, you open the hood and you look at it and you go, wow.
What is this? What is this thing?
So, yeah, Yorma,
I got a. Let's go ahead. Fire off.
Like,
I almost went down the car rabbit hole. I'm back.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you out. I'm getting you out. We're getting back to hot tuna.
Thank you.
Yeah, hot tuna.
Yeah, there we go.
In 1969 through 1970, you and Jack Cassidy formed Hot Tuna, which came out of, well, your love for playing Piedmont-style finger-picking guitar and, well, just wanting to play longer and express yourself. And Jack, of course, very like-minded and your friend for a million years since you were kids.
A million.
Yeah. It was a very cool project, and you decided to add drums. You had your brother playing in the beginning, the younger Peter Kalkanen.
Correct.
And Joey Covington was on drums and helping out singing, and you were playing basically acoustic. And then after the Airplane disbanded, you picked up the amplifiers again. What made you go electric there?
Well, first of all, let's not forget Sammy Piacek. He was in the early Hot Tuna, too.
Okay.
Actually, so Jack and I, it's an interesting process. At some point, I'm probably going to sit down and try to actually write about it. But
you should.
So in the late 60s, you know, and the early 70s, as the Airplane wasn't touring as much, and we're talking about playing the guitar. If you don't do this stuff all the time, if you don't use it, you lose it, you know? Mm-hmm. And plus, it's fun.
Yeah.
So we wound up putting together an early version of Hot Tuna. It started out with Jack, myself, and Will Scarlett, who was on the first Hot Tuna record, the Live at New Orleans. I was a great harmonica player. And I remember we were doing a festival in San Jose, and because it was an outdoor festival, we decided we were going to play electric, still no drums. Huh. And so it was me, Jack, and Will. And I believe, somebody's going to correct me on this, but I seem to recall it was a local band called Dry Creek Road, and Sammy Piazza was the drummer in that band. I may be wrong about that band, but Sammy was at that show in San Jose, and we got talking, and the next thing we knew, Sammy was in the band, and he played on the first couple of Hot Tuna, you know, electric things. Mm. I think in terms of whether it was electric or acoustic, I'm not sure that we really made huge differentiations, you know, about it going one way or the other. The electric thing just seemed to be necessary when we were playing gigs because back in those days, they didn't have all the fancy stuff that we can plug our acoustic instruments today and still have volume. That just didn't exist back then. So hence the San Jose thing where I'm playing a Strat plugged in and Jack's playing electric bass, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it just kind of happened naturally. And you know, and along the way, there was a lot of like, you know, the first sort of electric Hot Tuna record studio record, Burgers, with Sammy on drums. Very interesting record.
Yeah.
I think thanks to Mr. Clapton and Cream, he sucked me down that power trio rabbit hole, you know. And it was just big fun, and you know, we were playing fairly large venues back then. Not as large, you know, today they think about, wow, here's a stadium with 90,000 people. You know, a large venue to us back in those days would have been like 300 people. But anyway, you know, when I saw Cream on their first American tour at the Fillmore, I remember thinking, holy moly, I got to get me some of this, you know. So, yeah. So it was all part of the process. It's a real zeitgeist kind of thing.
Huh. And, well, years later, it's coming.
Yep, years later.
To the end. Yeah, which is
coming
to the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, which is going to be on September 21st, a 7:30 show. Justin Gwip on drums. I love that you put on the poster featuring Justin Gwip.
Well, Justin deserves to be featured.
He's a
heck of a musician. He's a wonderful producer and studio engineer, and better than that, he's a noble human being.
Yeah, and he's from up the road here in Milan.
He is from up the road. He might be a Red Hook guy. No, I think it's in Milan.
Which is, you know, right around the block, more or less.
Right, yeah. Where do you go for takeout food up there?
Ha, that's a good question. Like in Red Hook?
Yeah.
Well, I
live in the country too, so I get this question.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple of different things here in Red Hook. You got Yum Yum Noodle Bar. You got the Red Hook Curry House.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mexican food, and of course Salvatore's Italian Pizzeria, which has everything in a wood fired oven.
Hey, that's awesome. I mean, you got some good stuff up there.
Yeah, you come to town, Yorma, and we got you covered. We'll feed you. We'll play some tunes. We'll hang out.
Yeah, I'll need at least 4 days so I can adequately, AB all the restaurants.
Well, we don't mind. How about every day you come join me here on the Up and Running Morning Show, and we'll swap tunes. You
That'd
play a
fun.
Tune, I'll play a tune. You pick a tune, I'll pick a tune. And then we can talk about them and shuffle them around.
And I'll bring some fresh roasted coffee beans.
Now we're talking. Some of the Mexican flavor.
Yeah. I could have moved on to Ethiopian by then, but whatever. It's all good.
Well, Yorma, we love you. And everything you do musically, we love.
Well, listen, man, I sure appreciate that. And you know I have an extremely, you know, fond, bordering on sentimental place in my heart for your corner of the upstate New York universe. It was really important to me, you know, in the 80s when I left California, and in a way it'll always be a home to me.
Yeah. Well, home is where the heart is, and we
have
you in our heart in Woodstock, in the Hudson Valley and the KZE listening area. We love everything you do, Yorma. We are so happy that you're bringing your final stops on the Electric Tour to the Ulster Performing Arts Center on September 21st, 7:30 show, bardavon.org, upac.org for tickets and information. And, well, we're really looking forward to the show. It'll be bittersweet for me. And I'm going to come back, say hi, we'll hang.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. And that invitation is open. You're always welcome to come to the studio. Maybe we'll really talk about it anytime you're in the area, and we'll play tunes, hang out.
We should definitely talk about it. Sounds like big fun.
All right. Well, I'd love it. And your guest
DJ.
Thanks,
my friend.
I'll be your guest DJ. It'll be great.
And now we're talking.
The Morning Show with Yorma. Yeah. All right. Well, all the best, and we'll see you September 21st. Thanks for rolling back in time with us. We didn't cover everything in your career. We just kept it towards the hot tuna aspect, and that's how we like it. Going fishing. Hot tuna. September 21st. Saying goodbye electrically at UPAC. Yorma, all the best. Give my love to Jack and Justin, and we'll talk soon.
Will do, man.
All right.
Back at you.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.